We're reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, verse 32. So today's lecture is going to be about the different faces of time. Time has different faces. So we'll find out about those faces of time. So we'll start with this verse. Krishna says he is time here. Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravritto. Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravritto. Lokan samahartumiha pravritta. Samahartumiha pravritta. Vipetitam na pavishanti sarve. Yevastita patyanike shiyota. Yevastita patyanike shiyota. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Time I am, the great destroyer of all the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain." Mukam karati vachalam pangam langyate girim yaki pantamham vande shikurum tinatavinam. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjara Shalakaya Chakshanilitam Yena Tasamai Shri Kurave Namaha. So there are many faces of time, but two main faces of time are the face of time for those who are not devotees, who do not worship the Lord, and the face of time for those who are devotees, who worship the Lord. So we will see what these different faces are. For the non-devotees, time is called Kala Sarpa. You're here also, Krishna says, "I am Kala, the snake of time." The snake creeps up on you and bites you when you least expect it. And so this is what's happened when at the time of death, if you are not worshiping the Lord, then there is a time is catching you. And in the hospital, they call it a certain term that when people get disturbed before they die, some of them may see the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, and they do get disturbed by it. And so Srila Prabhupada says, compares that face of time like a rat being caught in the mouth of a cat. The rat knows what's going to happen to it, but it doesn't know where it's going to go. And for the devotees of the Lord, time is like feeling you're a kitten in the mouth of mother cat. You feel safe. You feel secure. You know where your mother is taking you back to home, because sometimes the kittens stray away and get in trouble. And so the mother cat comes, picks them up, and takes them back. And so in Mahabharata, we hear about Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was asked the question, "What is the news?" So it's very similar to the news today, as 5,000 years ago. He said, "This world is like a frying pan, and we're all being fried. And some of us are well done, and some of us are completely fried." And it's, yes, the older you get, the more fried you get. So the sun is the fire, the days and nights are the fuel, and the months and seasons are the stirring ladle. And guess who the cook is? Time. Time is cooking us. We're all being cooked. And if you read the news today, you'll see the same thing happening as was happening 5,000 years ago. Time is cooking us. So Bhishma Dev, a great general, he said, "How wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. You can't change it. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhisthira, the son of the king controlling religion, Bhima, the fighter with the club, and the bowman Arjuna?" And Lord Krishna was the friend of the Pandavas, but they had to suffer so much. Even though they were the most pious people, the best, the most powerful, the best, strongest. Bhima was the strongest, Arjuna was the best in weapons, and their friend was Krishna. But why was there reverse in their life? And Srila Prabhupada explains that this can only be explained due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. And this is Krishna. And this Kala means the inexplicable wish of the Lord. We can't understand when things happen to us, but it's inexplicable. I mean, you can't explain it. You can't understand it. It's beyond your mind. So why do great devotees seem to suffer? Srila Prabhupada explains that the Lord teaches the world by teaching the devotees. So like in Indian families, the the mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter, and the daughter-in-law watches how what the daughter is learning. So we're like the children, we're like the daughter of Krishna, we're like the children of Krishna, and he's teaching all the other people in the world through us. So what should be our attitude? Srila Prabhupada says, the devotee's duty, therefore, is to ungrudgingly accept tribulations from the Lord as a benediction. Ungrudgingly means you don't resent, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? Oh, why not? Why not is Krishna doing this to me? That's when I was separated from my husband, I was thinking, why is this happening to me? And then I thought, well, I think over 50% of the ladies in USA, it's happening to them, so why not me, you know? It happened to me also. You see, but then I see that it was actually Krishna's mercy on me. I got to go to Vrindavan, and then I got to travel the world and teach, which I would not have done if I had not been separated. So, but people are afraid of time. Why are people afraid? Because they don't know time is the same as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't know. But a devotee knows that time is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that we have more or less seen Krishna in the Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa means the form that I was just describing now. It's the terrible, destructive form that people see during wartime. Srila Prabhupada said he saw it in 1942 in Calcutta. The bombs were flying. And they ran, there was a siren, they ran to the shelter. And Srila Prabhupada said, I was thinking, of course, this is also just another form of Krishna, but it's not a very lovable form. You can't really embrace the universe of form or play with him, or he's serious. And he gave the example, just like if your father's a policeman and he comes home firing his gun, you wouldn't be very happy to see him. And so I do have another example from today's world where some devotees in Ukraine are seeing the universal form, and they have given their realizations from it. Like a non-devotee, they suffer tremendously. But this devotee, she's telling what's happening to them during this war in Ukraine. She said, I'm going through a very severe test now. And I will start my story from the beginning. 32 hours before the start of the war, people began to receive strange SMS that the war was starting and they had to leave the city. The next day, explosions were already heard. We did not sleep all night. In the morning, I called my spiritual guide. She invited me to her house, and we took another Mataji with a child and settled in with her. Three more families came, and there were 18 of us. 3 days later, electricity, water, and gas were turned off. And so these devotees were melting the snow to use for water and for washing. The first time a shell hit nearby, but the house survived, we were very scared and took refuge in two tiny rooms where there were doors and narrow, high windows. That night, 5 bombs fell nearby. We all thought we would not live till the morning. All the glass flew out along with the frames, the doors, only the walls remained. In the middle of the night, we ran to hide the children in a small basement with our neighbors, and we remained in the house to wait for dawn. We gathered everything and we barely left the house and safely. We were very shocked. It was creepy and scary. Only Kirtan saved us from this state of terrible fear. For several more days, we live in this place. Every day, more and more devotees came. Then finally, we left. I tried to accept the situation as it is without getting involved in politics. I tried to think about Krishna all the time, especially when it was very scary, but it was very difficult. My mind turned off. Even during heavy bombing, I chanted physically, but in my mind, I could not even imagine the appearance of Krishna. Everything was not clear. For a moment, everything was blurry, only fear. I took this fear as karma for all the living beings I killed. The opportunity to be cleansed and pray, sincerely pray, having removed all the masks. We have a lot of realizations, the brightest is we finally understood what the material world is like. What would we do if not for Srila Prabhupada? A lot of everything superfluous has fallen off, stupid desires, aspirations. All this has lost its sweet meaning. Faith intensified. Krishna shed special mercy on us and took everything away, leaving his holy names, which are everything. In contrast, I felt sweetness and intense joy while chanting, putting everything in the hands of Krishna, even if forced. I'm grateful for this experience, although it was very painful, but I intend to continue serving Krishna and all his servants with even greater enthusiasm. Thank you very much. By your grace, I've acquired many valuables. In this war, I was born as a servant of a servant. This most important event in my life overshadowed all adversity. So this was the realization of a devotee who was seeing the universal form of Krishna. Very painful. But she was grateful at the end. And so time, Prahlad Maharaj also prays that time is crushing me. It's you, I know it's your representation, but as for me, I'm being crushed by the wheel of time. So please take me under the protection of your lotus feet. So the analogy of the kitten in the mouth of mother cat can also be taken to mean that when we feel problems happening to us, very severe difficulties, we are also in the mouth of the mother cat. We are in the hands of Krishna. But sometimes we feel the teeth of the mother cat carrying us to where we should be. Normally when things happen, it means we have to change our attitude. And so Queen Kunti also prays, "My Lord, I consider your lordship to be eternal time, supreme controller without beginning and end." So another face of time is a witness. A witness. Paramatma actually is another feature of time. Paramatma, the external expansion of the Lord in the heart, is time. Time is the witness. Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, is the witness. And when the Paramatma goes outside, for the devotees, of course, it is the Guru. When Paramatma goes, the Lord is directing us to Krishna. But for the non-devotees, it's the destructive side of time. Just like there was one philosopher who said, "There is no God," Nietzsche or something was his name. And so somebody wrote on the wall "God is dead," signed Nietzsche. And then somebody else wrote underneath that, "Nietzsche is dead," signed God. So yes, they will meet. They will meet God at the time of death. They will meet. And so this is for the devotees. The swan airplane will come, and we will be transported to the spiritual world. Yes, one of my god sisters, she was leaving her body, and one of the devotees present actually saw the airplane coming to take her. I mean, in the subtle. And she saw that airplane. So therefore, what should we learn from this? Don't waste time. We have a little bit of it. So many breaths we have to live, we don't know how many. So therefore, Bhagavatam says that persons who are intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that which is not obtainable from wandering from the highest planet to the lotus planet, Patala. Because happiness will come, just as miseries will come without looking for it. It will come. And devotees are beyond time. Just like there is a verse in Bhagavatam that says the sages Namasharanya were welcoming Yamaraj, Lord of Death. They said, "Yamaraj is here in our class. So while he's here, no one will die." So the sages have invited Yamaraj to class. Yamaraj likes to hear Krishna Katha. So he is here today with us, and don't worry about dying during class, as long as you stay in class. don't worry. So devotees are beyond time. And Yamaraj is a great devotee. He's a Vaishnava. Dhruva Maharaj was, his time of death came. Yamaraj came. But Yamaraj came and he stepped on Yamaraj's head to get into the Swan airplane to go to the spiritual world. Yamaraj came to get the dust of his feet. So Yamaraj has given an order to his messengers, the Yamadutas, don't go to my devotees. They should be offered respects. You go to those who will not chant Hare Krishna. You go there and bring them here for judgment. And so Prabhupada was giving a lecture in India in 1971, Gorakhpur. Many Indians were in the class present. And Srila Prabhupada said, he changed the order of Yamaraj a little bit. The pure devotees can do that. And he said, bring to me those who do not become life members of ISKCON. All the class became life members of ISKCON. They all became life members. He waited till he was on his deathbed. Oh no, I better become a life member. Yes. There is a story that recently happened in India during the marathon in December. We have a marathon distributing books all over the world. And there was one man who died in Tirupati. He was being carried on a stretcher to be burned. But on the way to the cremation, he suddenly got up off the stretcher and people started running away. Oh my God, it's a ghost, it's a ghost. He said, no, no, it's me, I'm back, I'm back. And he said, I saw the Yamadutas, the messenger's death. They took me to Yamaraj and they said to me, Yamaraj said, you got the wrong guy. So, then the Yamadutas told me, messenger just said, you know what? If you don't want to see us again, you go to ISKCON and get Bhagavad Gita as it is. So the first thing he did was run to ISKCON and get a Bhagavad Gita. As this was so, the devotees were saying, the headline was, Yamadutas are helping distribute books. This was during the last marathon. Yeah, so yes, it works. We ought to be serious. We have to be serious, but Srila Prabhupada gives a warning. Now your death has stopped since you have begun Krishna consciousness, but don't fall down again and capture death. There is a verse in Bhagavatam, second canto, Ayurharati vaipunsam udyam astan tijanasa dashauta yakshanonita utama shloka vartaya. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases duration of life of everyone, except one who uses the time discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a song where Lord Chaitanya goes out on Harinam Sankirtan early in the morning. And Lord Chaitanya says, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping and the daytime decorating your bodies. You've received this greatest gift of the human form, but you do not care for it. Not caring for the darling of Yashoda, you slowly fall through your last moments till death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. So why do you remain idle and not serve Lord of the Heart? So one thing you should know about time. Time favors those who are in the mode of goodness. This is in 7th canto, 1st chapter. There's a verse. The time factor enhances the sattva gun. That means if you are practicing Krishna consciousness, if you are trying to be a devotee, then time will favor you. Just like today, my car wouldn't start. I was supposed to come and give class. And luckily, my friend Mohini was at my house and he said, oh, I need a ride to the temple today. And time helped me there. Because she just thought to come back to my house and I got a ride here. So that was good. So there's a time for creation, a time for maintenance, a time for destruction. And the beginning of creation, we're hearing in Bhagavatam class now, there is penance, there is tapa, tapasa, there is Brahma, there's the great sages who generate children. And during maintenance, there's Lord Vishnu, there's the demigods. This is another verse from Bhagavatam, second canto. And there's the kings, and there's devotional service. Now it's maintenance time, except we're in Kali Yuga, so it's kind of a little bit off of the maintenance. It's a bit destructive right now. And at the end of the creation, there is Lord Shiva, the atheist full of anger and irreligion. And so here Krishna comes as time, but not in the spiritual world. There is time, but time is in the servant of Krishna over there. Of course, he's servant of Krishna here. But there's spiritual time. No past, no future, only present. Just imagine. You don't have to lament for the past. You don't have to worry about the future. You're just happy in the present. You're satisfied with Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada never wasted his time. Srila Kirti tells, I was only 20 years old when I was his servant, but I had a difficult time keeping up with him. He would just go through the time zones, like he wouldn't sleep the whole night, and at whatever time it was where he landed, like he wouldn't sleep the whole night, 11 a.m., okay, time for massage. You know, and devotees, you know, they wanted to sleep, you know, but you know, they couldn't. Morning walks. I was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Juhu, Bombay. And I was trying to figure out, how does he walk so fast? How does he walk so fast? I couldn't figure out. I was like 20-something, he was 70-something, and I couldn't keep up, and I was getting tired. And so that was Srila Prabhupada. And so one time he was on a flight in New York, from New York, and devotees were all sitting in a row with him. But all of them were falling asleep and nodding their heads. And Prabhupada was not amused. He said, why they cannot stay awake? Everyone is awake. They are in Maya sleeping, these devotees. Why are they not awake? The Srila Kirti said he was not about to say anything because Prabhupada would defeat all arguments. So he just sat in silence. He didn't say, although he was thinking, and devotees get up at 4 in the morning, 3 o'clock, and, you know, maybe that's why they're sleeping. But he didn't say that. So, no, he didn't make that point. Srila Kirti said one thing was certain. I did not fall asleep during that flight. So one of our devotees, Sannyasi Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, he had a darshan of Prabhupada's childhood deities, Radha Govinda, near Prabhupada's house. He saw the pujari putting on nice clothes, and then he put a watch on Krishna's arm. we know Krishna's in control of time, but when we take care of him, we think he needs to know the time like we do. Of course, now he would have to have a cell phone, I guess. Times have changed. We don't use watches anymore. But Srila Prabhupada was also following time. He was liberated, but he organized the 24 hours of the day and night. There was the best time when the air was cool to go out for a morning walk. There was the best time to greet the deities. There was the best time to eat for health and a reasonable time to answer letters. And he preached to guests at a time convenient for their schedule. And he didn't, you know, go according to the rules, but just the best thing was for spreading Krishna's service. So I would just like to end with one story about the deities in New York, Radha Govinda. So one time when Prabhupada was here, the devotees decided that they want to go out on book distribution earlier. So they would wake up the deities at 3:30 and have Mangal Arati at 3:45. So Prabhupada came for darshan, came to see the deities. He said, Krishna is sleepy. He's not getting enough sleep. He has to herd the cows the whole day. And this is New York, you know. So where is he going to herd the cows in New York? I don't know. But so he has to get his sleep. So they changed the time back to 4:30. So yeah, these are the faces of time. Time is controlling us. So the main lesson to learn is don't waste time. Time is very precious. It's what we have. It's something that we have that we can use for Krishna. So we should try to use it as much as we can. And that is a symptom of bhava, to use your time for Krishna, and don't waste time. I'll stop here. So any questions, comments?
I remember hearing that when there is a Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Jamaraj actually comes.
Yes, he comes. That's why I say he's here today.
And then Prabhupada said, because Jamaraj comes to you, you don't have to go to Jamaraj. So those who are not coming to Krishna Katha, they have to see Jamaraj.
Yeah, they have those who are not coming to Krishna Katha. Yeah, that's what Bhagavatam says too. Yeah, if you're not coming to hear about Krishna, then you will have to go to Yamaraj.
Yes.
And that's what the Yamadutas preached to that guy, to that one who almost died. He said, go get a Bhagavad Gita and then you won't see us again. Any other
any questions
or comments? Wow. Yes, Gopapatni.
Hold on.
Could you tell more Prabhupada stories?
More Prabhupada stories?
Well, you know, like you said, just
Okay, I'll just tell one story. When I was Pujari in Calcutta, and I was doing Mangal Arti, and Prabhupada was in, I didn't know he was in the temple, and I was doing Mangal Arti, and I was offering the ghee lamp, and I turned around, and there was Srila Prabhupada standing about 4 inches behind me, because there was only a little rope separating the deities from the temple. So I didn't know what to do. Am I supposed to offer a whole arti to him, or am I supposed to just give him the ghee lamp? And so I think I went like, and then the whole arti, I was very attentive to what I was doing. I was very nervous, very attentive. But then I thought, okay, now every time when I do my service, I should think Prabhupada's standing behind watching me do my service. So yeah, that was one experience. I'll just tell one more about Calcutta. We had two altars, Gaurada Govinda and Jagannath. And and there was a window behind the deities, and every day many things would fly in, bats and birds. And we would have bumblebees on Radha Govinda's side. Big bumblebees would come and sit in the lotus flowers. Because I had 144 lotus flowers every day, big ones. And I had 50 garlands every day when man was donating. I would change the flowers 5 times a day. So the bees were coming on Radha Govinda's side, big, huge ones. And on Jagannath's side, tiny little bees would come and sit on the garlands. And so I was reading Third Canto where it says the bees are sitting on the garlands in the spiritual world. And I thought, okay, we got Vaikuntha on one side and we got, you know, Krishna Loka on the other. And the bees are coming. And Prabhupada said, when the bees are coming to the deities, that means Krishna is pleased with the worship. And so we had the bees every day coming to the deities. All right, any other questions? Yeah, over here, Mohini. Yeah, we've got time.
Thank you, Krishna. Thank you for sharing. Can you hear?
Yes, no. I can hear, but you're not on the mic. No.
It's green.
Okay, there you go. Hare Krishna. You were mentioning how time favors the mode of goodness.
Mm.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you can expand a little further on that.
How time favors the good mode of goodness. Yes, because who's in the mode of goodness? The demigods and the devotees are in the mode of goodness. So if devotees have a problem with time, Krishna helps. I can give you an example of one of my friends living in Ireland who was driving to catch the ferry to London to be at the temple in London at a certain time. So they were on the way, they were caught in a huge traffic jam. And if you go by the physical time, they were like 2 hours late, and they only had like 45 minutes to make the ferry. But they kept driving anyway, and they made the ferry. Yeah, I can give you another example from my life. I was in India, and I was supposed to take a plane to Australia. So it was heavy fog, And we couldn't see a thing, and so we traveled. It was like a 4-hour drive to the airport from Vrindavan. So we made it to Delhi in 3.5 hours. We still had a 30-minute left. But there were some riots, and they closed. We were on a highway with 16 lanes. They closed all the lanes but one. And we were in a traffic jam for 3 hours. And I arrived at the airport at the time of departure of the plane. But I made the flight because the pilots were also in the traffic jam too. And so, we were praying. I was calling Australia. I don't think I'm going to make this flight, because we were just going like 4 feet and then 4 feet. It was only 12 kilometers that we were stuck in traffic, 12 kilometers away from the airport. But, you know, and so we were praying, the driver was praying, and we made it.
Yes. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you for class. I was wondering if you would share a little bit, what was it, or how did you know that you wanted to spend all of your time in dedication to Lord Krishna's service?
How did I know?
Yeah, how did you know? Or when did you know? Or was
it? Yeah, well, I was guru shopping in Boston, and there were many gurus there. And I would do what they told me. But the main thing I did try Prabhupada, I tried ISKCON. But I was hesitating because my husband wasn't so interested. But then what made me actually take the step of dedicating my life was Srila Prabhupada called and said he was coming. So they said, devotees said, just stay in the temple for a weekend. I said, okay, I'll stay for a weekend. So I stayed for the weekend. Prabhupada didn't come, but he sent 4 sannyasis, and one of them was Vishnujan Maharaj. We went on Harinam for the whole weekend, and after that I said, I'm so happy here, why should I go back home? And so I went and said goodbye to my husband and joined. But he joined two months later. Yes, his source of income was gone, for one reason. But he also liked the philosophy. But yes, I was convinced by the chanting, actually. The chanting convinced me. Although I read all the books before I joined, there weren't many books before I joined. Just Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavatam, and Gita, and TLC, and Ishopanishad, that's all they had. So I read that in 3 months before I joined, and it was like I was touched. And I said, yes. This is satisfying. This is what I want to do. And I was convinced, yeah. That's what convinced me. So try chanting a lot. Okay. Any other? Yes. Jivanam Sarabhuteshu. Krishna's lifespan. Yeah, I know examples. One 14-year-old girl, she died of cancer. She had a huge lifeline. When Prabhupada was here, she died in Vrindavan. And then I know one devotee. She was supposed to die in 2004, but she didn't die. And she went back to astrology. He said, well, I can't say anything because you're supposed to die. No, I can't say. So, yeah, Krishna, he can extend.
I was thinking also another verse in Chaitanya, when Mahaprabhu came back from Sylhet to Navadvip, his first wife passed away.
His first wife passed away, yeah. When he went to
Mahaprabhu was counseling to his mother, and he quoted a few verses how this lifespan works.
Oh.
Krishna reminded me. There's one verse, it says, Prabhu kohe sukote ji sunamura mata nirbanda naguchen likhan vidata. For the human species, when they're born, the Brahma ji comes and writes on the forehead how long that person, in a human form,
right.
will leave. Mm-hmm. And what are the experience of happiness, sadness and suffering and happiness? It's all pre-recorded right here.
Yeah, some people forehead. Can read that.
Yes.
I met someone who said, I can read foreheads.
And then commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur on that, he said, when the human child is born, there is a rajagun causes the birth and tamagun causes the death. Yes. And sattagun or goodness enters in the middle. He said, not yet, 70 years or 80 years. So sattagun increases means lifespan can increase. Sattagun reduce, so one should have a sattic life at least to have a long life.
Yes. Yeah. We should try for it. We should try for it.
Yes. Thank you. Very nice class.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna.